SBS Radio.
Nagpulong sa London ang mga pinuno sa politika at eksperto sa seguridad upang pag-usapan ang pagtugis sa mga nagsasamantala sa mga kabataan online. Ang Australia, Estados Unidos, Britain, Canada at New Zealand ay mga miyembro ng Five Eyes Intelligence Network. Namumuno si Ministro Peter Dutton ng Home Affairs upang itulak ang isang programang magkasama tungkol sa mga pang-aabuso ng kabataan. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang tinipong ulat ni Gareth Borham. Sa pinakamadilim na pusod ng internet, pinapapaghanda ang mga ahensya sa intelihensya at seguridad tungkol sa isang nakakabahalang takbo ang pagdami ng live streaming ng pang-aabuso sa mga kabataan. Sinabi ng eksperto sa cyber safety na Susan McLean na ito ay isang lumalaking industriya. At samantalang marami sa mga batang biktima ng pang-aabuso ay mula sa mga lumalagong bansa, sinabi niya sa SBS na ang Australia ay malayo pa upang maging ligtas sa mga nakakagulat na pang-aabuso online.
The shift has changed, I think, now where yes, a large majority of those children that are victims do come from other countries. They are now from, you know, well-educated Western countries because predators really don't care who their victim is. If they can find a young person online that they can convince to gain their trust and become compliant, then they're happy. They don't care about the nationality of the child.
Sinabi ng matagal nang naglilingkod na opisyal ng pulisya na walang hangganan ang industriya ng pagsasamantala at kahayupan.
What we do know now is a lot of it is self-produced so that the child is being directed to perform sex acts on themselves, on toys, on siblings, and that's recorded and streamed, or it's streamed and then recorded at the other end unbeknownst to the child. We know that predators will entice teenagers particularly to share nude photos and then extort them for money.
Sinabi naman ng punong ministro sa parlamento na determinado ang Australiang manguna sa pagsubil ng salot sa isang pulong sa London ng Five Eyes Global Intelligence Network na kung saan ang gobyerno ay kinakatawan ni Ministro Peter Dutton ng Home Affairs.
So whether it's the Combating the Child Sexual Exploitation Bill, which is being introduced into this place, which takes the action backed up by increased resources for the AFP and others to take action on keeping our children safe, we also have to ensure that we take on the big internet companies and make sure that the internet is not weaponized for sexual predators any more than it's weaponized by terrorists, Mr. Speaker.
Subalit nakatingin pa din si Scott Morrison sa malalaking kumpanya sa internet na sinasabi ni Susan McLean ay mga material na sinusuri nila na kailangan ding harapin. Itinagdag niyang lahat ay kailangan gumawa pa ng karagdagang hakbang.
As well as the conference and that those peak bodies talking about how do we tackle it, for me, we have to educate, we have to let parents know that this is the reality of the internet. Now, it doesn't have to be your child's reality because, you know, we can take steps to prevent. But we've got to get away from the fact that the internet, you know, bad stuff's only going to happen to someone else.
Ayon na din kay Susan McLean, ito ay hindi lamang sa pagpupulis at pagsupil sa mga may kasalanan.
As much as arrests are great, for me, I would rather no arrest because the crime didn't happen because the child was educated not to become the victim. So we've got to educate because, yes, we get arrests, but if we're arresting someone, harm's already been caused to a child. And for me, I want to work to try to prevent that child being harmed.
Lahat ng ito ay nangyayari sa panahon na sinasabi ng mga otoridad na pagdoble ng bilang ng mga kaso ng pagsasamantala sa mga kabataan online. Itinataas ito ang pangangailangan ng pagundong kooperasyon upang harapin ang nakakagulat na krimen na walang alam na hangganan.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.